David Priever
on London's LBC 97.3.
It's 0870 90 90 973, as normal, even though I'm here today at the Everyman Cinema Club in Hampstead. Question for you listening wherever you are in London is, would you be willing to help a loved one die? Do you think it's time that the government should seriously consider this euthanasia bill which has been going through the Lords? Let's speak to Sandra in Stanmore. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, Sandra, go ahead.
Right, I had to unfortunately watch my father die of incurable cancer. He had lymphatic lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's, and he was also neutropenic, they made him at the end, because he was chemotherapy resistant. And he watched his father die, and he wished he had helped him, and he made me promise that we would help him. And in the end, we had to turn the machines off, and he signed a no-resuscitation order. I've also got a live will, a living will, saying that if I, God forbid, I'm in an accident and I'm going to be left as a vegetable or I cannot have quality of life, to turn the machines off. Put it this way, I've had two dogs. I look and rescue animals the whole time. Mm. We don't put our animals through it. And as that lady that's got the Bell's palsy, I've worked with Factor 8, the haemophiliac that fight for life, and the Bobas working with cerebral palsy children. If there's a will, there's a way, and that lady has that will and that way, and she has the choice. But if you the choice that you're left at, that you can't speak, you can't communicate, you can't do anything, the frustration that my father, and the injustice, and the indignity, there was no life.
Your living will, Sandra, what does it actually say then? You sort of, well, you sort of brushed, it says that if you were left in a vegetative state, what,
yeah,
meaning exactly that?
If chances of my survival coming out are, to be honest, 50-50, I'd rather the machine turn off. I'm a very active person. I live a very full life. I try to live my life to the best of my abilities, because at the end of the day, my father ran marathons, and they didn't pick up his cancer for 3 years after him going to the doctors constantly. I'm not blaming the doctors. It's just, unfortunately, something that happened. He only found out that he was terminal because he couldn't run his marathons anymore. And cancer took him so quickly as to be beyond belief. And it's the most horrible thing to watch. And I think unless you've actually lost someone and been through it, it's very difficult. And I can understand if you say, you can't take your life away. But when there is no life, there is no quality of life. All I can pertain it to is, if you have an animal and you watch it suffer, you don't. You don't even think. You don't even query.
Yes, but humans aren't animals, are they, though?
So. Oh, well, yeah, the difference is we have a voice that we can actually say in a language that we can understand. That's the only difference.
Sandra, thank you very much. Sorry to cut you off, but I've got a packed audience here. I know we've been waiting very patiently for over an hour to say something now. So let's get some thoughts from the audience. Hands in the air if there's something you want to say on this. Jill, I'll come back to you in just a second, if I may. The lady there on the left-hand side, Wonder Boy Jack, is running to you right now with a microphone. And if you could start with your name and which part of town you're from, please, madam, as well.